This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Turning in its place, cause you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this.
And 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler monitoring your Facebook.com/good day comments, Twitter. What do we have with regard to Iraq, Kenny? I'm interested to hear or know what some of our listeners are saying about the suggestion that we may end up sending soldiers in to protect the U.S. Embassy or whatever other things need to be done. I can only imagine, but I haven't heard, so I'm turning it to you.
Ian says, almost every argument made against the war in Iraq has now been shown to be correct.
Yeah, absolutely. It was ill-conceived. You know, there are those who thought that what happened during that whole presentation, the end result was treasonous. What happened to America as a result of the process to get involved in Iraq and subsequently our invasion was nothing short of treason.
It's the hip thing now to say, I told you so.
Well, but I told you so
everybody
when it made any difference. I told you so when it made a difference. Today, it doesn't make any difference. But when it did make, and this is not about Doug Steffen, but I said at the time, this is outrageous. This is a mistake beyond any mistake that we have made in our modern life. And so many people say, well, it's going to be George Bush finishing what his father didn't do, and that was going in to get Saddam Hussein. There's a manner of, in a manner of speaking, yes, George Bush the father might have better served us all had he gone in and gotten Saddam Hussein. What might have happened after that is just speculative because you don't know. You never know until a vacuum is created how it's going to be filled. But George Bush,
we don't know.
Right, exactly. We've created this mess, this monstrosity.
Wow.
We did.
Hey, listen.
We could have bumped off Saddam Hussein the same way we bumped off Osama bin Laden.
These people are going to fight with each other until the end of time, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's just, you go in and you try to, I heard her.
The peanut gallery is here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But there's, I mean, okay, so let's say that there's the Shiite government in Iraq and...
Well, yeah, first of all, most people don't understand the difference between the Shiites, the Sunnis...
And the Kurds.
And the Kurds. There's three different factions. Iraq was three countries, in essence, before.
The
and
Brits.
What goes on here is the same thing that's gone on for
British
centuries.
Fault.
The British,
and the French,
the Dutch,
yeah.
The Germans, to a lesser extent...
The imperialism that made them all try
Spanish.
To live in the same sandbox together.
They all divided up. They took the Middle East and divided up, took Africa divided up, they went to Asia and divided it up, and they've created all of these. If you really want to go back to, if you really are focused on the blame is correctly put on the Europeans who went into these areas and conquered them and took them over and wanted, this is, I mean, you go back to Ferdinand and the killing.
Of went like down a rock border and said, okay, this is your land and this
yeah.
is your land. You
without
got to play
any,
nice together.
Without any idea of the religious, it's the same as the Hutus and the Tutsis fighting in Central Africa, chopping each other up to the tune of thousands a day. The bodies go over Victoria Falls because of the problems that have been created by the late 19th century involvement of the Europeans in Africa, and it's happened.
We'll never understand it. I don't get it. We can all live here and pretty well get along.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you know, your people kind of live in their own little areas, and you look at Detroit, and you look at the yeah. South, and you look at, you know, yeah. L.A., and everybody kind of conglomerates together and into their little areas, pockets. But we're not out there killing each other because of it. I just don't get it. We never will get it, and let them play in their sandbox and do whatever they want to do to each other. Just
we only had one comment. Kenny, you got a couple of more?
Yeah, I was just giving you some space.
A little going on there.
Right, a little bit. Yeah, go ahead.
Amy says, this was always going to happen. The country's basically three states within one. You can't force people to like each other.
There you go. Just said it. Who else? What else we got?
One more. Steven says, this is the end of Iraq. The country will be gone this time next month.
Well, look what happened to Yugoslavia. And it was the same sort of thing. Yugoslavia was put back together, if you will, or not put back together, but created out of three states that were all Muslim states, but they had different parameters. Well, one of them wasn't. No, there's a Christian state. I'm trying to remember which. There's Macedonia, Croatia, and Serbia. And they all became part of Yugoslavia. Tito ran it with an iron fist. Anybody that got in his way killed him. And that's how he maintained law and order and power. When he died, the country broke back apart, and you had these people with the slaughter of Muslims and the slaughter of Christians and all this stuff, and it's or the various sects, S-E-C-T-S, and that's really what's going on in Iraq now. And who knows? Richie says the Iranians will come in because they won't let the Sunnis get control.
Yeah, they don't want the Sunnis to have control.
But who even in America knows who the Sunnis and the Shiites and the Kurds are? You know, when people think of Kurds, they think of little Jack Horner who sat in his corner eating his curds and whey. That's what people know about Kurds here in America.
That's exactly what we all think, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You're really in touch.
Thank you.
You've got a nail.
In a moment, those of you who are upset about what it costs to send your son or daughter off to college, or what you paid for college, or how much college debt you have, Morley Winograd will join us from a group called Redeeming America's Promise, and we're going to talk about who should pay for the college education that either you and or your children are going to involve themselves. Well, even if people need to go to college, how many people need to be going to college? All right, let's get into this in a moment here on Good Day.
Terminix and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention remind you to protect yourself and your family from mosquito bites. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water, so mosquito-proof your yard. Fix leaky faucets and regularly empty standing water from containers like flower pots, buckets, kiddie pools, pet water dishes, and bird baths. To keep mosquitoes outside, install or repair screens on windows and doors. For more tips, visit Terminix.com or cdc.gov/West Nile.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's
a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from the Boston Massacre.
So what brought you in today?
Well, doctor, whenever I get excited, I yodel.
Interesting. So if I said Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members up to $20 in surprise points. Wow. And if I were to say surprise points can be used on qualifying purchases both in-store or online. And the points are only valid until June 18th? Amazing.
I know. I'm not even Swiss.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
All right, we're going. Where are we going?
We're still waiting for Mr. Winograd, yes.
Here's what happens sometimes when there is an interview. This is behind the scenes in big time radio, courtesy of Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Roberta and Jennifer will be upset with us because they aren't here and we're telling the story, Richie. What happens when, it doesn't make a difference whether it's me or Imus or anybody who is doing guests. This is sort of like a wild card. Once in a while, you find somebody that really has something to say, but because they have a lot to say, a lot of people want them on their programs to say whatever it is that he has to say.
But unfortunately, the hotel that they're staying in doesn't play along with our rules.
Right.
So it takes 6 minutes to
get
him.
This guy's traveling, and he's in a hotel in Washington. We're trying to get through to him.
All right, here he is.
You know what the story is. You got somebody, the operator's on the phone. They don't care who this guy is, and they don't care who we are.
Hi, Mr. Winograd.
How you doing?
How are you?
Well, I'm better now that I've heard from you. I'm sorry.
We had to go through
that.
House cleaning to get to your room.
Right, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about your thinking, your website and your organization, Redeeming America's Promise. It's redeemingamericaspromise.org. Of how to finance higher education, because we're now short on time. I want you to get right to the heart of the matter with your idea.
Sure. We think that we can provide a scholarship for every qualified high school student in America.
Who's we?
Redeeming America's Promise is a new nonprofit made up of a bunch of policy, political veterans and a whole
wonks.
Bunch of young millennials.
A bunch of wonks.
Wonks with millennials. It's,
yeah,
it's a new organization.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And we took a look at this terrible student debt problem and said, wait a minute. We're already spending over $50 billion trying to help kids get to college. Why don't we instead take that money and hand them a scholarship that would pay for 2-year or 4-year college as long as they graduated high school and in the case of the 4-year had a decent grade point?
Where's the $50 billion coming from?
Right now, we spend almost $35 billion on tuition tax credits. We'd take all that money, and there'd be no need for a tax credit because you'd be getting the tuition for free.
So it's almost like hard cash. I mean, in a sense, it's hard cash out of the Treasury. Okay,
well,
so that part of it makes sense. Yep,
yeah,
I got you.
Yep, and we're also going to do a few things around Pell Grants because don't want to pay somebody twice, so the people who get a scholarship would need a Pell Grant, and that's where we get the rest of the money.
Huh. You know, I at first I was skeptical. You and I have talked on a couple of different occasions about different problems and how to fix them. This was something on the top of my radar screen. I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. This is another government program, but the way you explained it,
it's just
the money's already there.
The way
it's
the government works something, just like we're trying to do with the tax code.
Exactly. Yeah. It simplifies the tax code while we're at it. Yeah, scholarships are a way we finance, you know, try to finance people who need help getting to college.
We only have a minute. Are we getting too many people trying to go to school that ought not to go? Is that one of the problems here?
No, I don't really think so. There are some people who should be going to 2-year school and getting a certificate and a skill, but that would be covered with this program too.
Yeah, a skill, a certificate. What an interesting way, a certificate and a skill, which is what a lot of people don't have. Even when you get out of a 4-year school, you don't have a skill, you have an education, but what do you do with it, right?
Well, there is that challenge.
Yeah, okay, so that's the next thing. After you fix this, it's going to be your job to figure out the next piece of the pie, all right? So we're going to first
we'll
figure out how to pay for everything. And
well, in 10 seconds, is anybody on board with this from Congress? 10 seconds.
Former Governors Castle and Blanchard, we're going to talk to Congress starting tomorrow.
All right, well, good luck with it.
Absolutely.
Keep us up to date. I wouldn't mind having a regular report. Morley Winograd with an interesting idea on Good Day.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Good day. Anheuser-Busch, Richie.
Yeah.
Miller Coors.
Right. Can't stand any of those.
Okay.
Keep going.
Have decided to unveil the ingredients of Budweiser and Bud Light for the first time.
Sure. It's water.
It's water.
And quite possibly.
And Gold Dye number 7.
Right.
Doug Steffens, good day. The newest entry in the periodic table of the elements.
Too much, too little, too late.
That's refreshing. I'm happy to hear those back again, Richie.
Yeah.
Hi, we have now to present for your listening and dancing pleasure the top 5 songs from this week in 1978. In my very best Casey Kasem impersonation, Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams. Didn't we have... there in the countdown, we must have done the week prior to this in 78. Didn't we, Kenny, recently? We must have, because I remember this being number one. And some.
Yeah, I think that might have been a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, when they were number one, now they're number 5. All right, anyway, so it's an interesting combination. Too much, too little, too late. Johnny Mathis, Denise Williams. We'll have a long-distance dedication in just a moment here.
The chips are down. Pity all our bridges too.
Yes, a long-distance dedication from Nikki to Mr. Fink.
Johnny writes,
Nikki wants to know why.
Ever since I left the 7th grade in Ohio, I've missed my dog, Bobo. We've been separated for 12 years, and it's a heartache.
Number 4. By the way, did you see the tribute to there's an hour. Was it HBO that was on last night? The introduction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the women on stage with tributes to singing all of the Linda Ronstadt songs. My God, what an array of talent. And unfortunately, it was on at the same time 24 was on, so you know what lost.
Yeah.
But that's very interesting. They couldn't do justice, really. As much talent as there was on the stage, no justice to the songs the way Linda Ronstadt did. I've often thought Bonnie Tyler was sort of a poor person's Linda Ronstadt, in a sense. Bonnie Tyler here. It's a heartache, number 4 this week in 1978, as we go back just for fun to the top songs of this time of year in that year. Number 3 belonged to Jerry Rafferty.
One of my all-time favorite songs.
One of the great British rock stars of that era. about a very important street. I'm probably the only one here who's been down Baker Street. And so I kind of, as I listen, it's kind of a haunting tune, in essence, telling the story of Baker Street. Now it's been told on 24 because a lot of the stuff that's taking place on... By the way, the kid, did he die? The kid that got stabbed by the bad
you
guy?
You don't know. He's just lying there.
Right. I'm not sure.
Probably not.
He's just bleeding.
No, he's going to get... what's his face? Way down the street, there's a lot. I talked it up, Bruce. Is that okay?
Very good.
Number two from this week, 1978.
That's the only time Baker Street's ever been talked up with 24 highlights. Oh, look. Boom, chicka boom, chicka boom.
John Travolta. Olivia Newton, John. You are the one I want. Number two this week in 1978. And then... there was Andy Gibb.
Oh, here it comes.
Number one. Top five songs this week. 1978. I was talking earlier, Richie, about being... Uri showed me around the Gibb Estate, which is outside of Oxford, one day when we were driving over there. They had 140-some-odd acres of land, and all of the brothers Gibb lived on the farm. They all had their big house. They all built a house for themselves.
Good for them.
It was an interesting compound.
I'm glad they live comfortably.
Yes, comfortably and happily.
In their bell-bottom jeans.
Yeah. Listen.
Disco pants.
It takes. Disco era was a fun era, though, in music. I think it was, anyway. So that's it. Top five songs this week in 1978 here on Good Day.
Even if you look thin, your insides could be full of fat. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Researchers at the Imperial College in London say fat is often hiding inside people whose figures you die for. It surrounds the liver, heart, and pancreas. It just doesn't seem fair. To get the skinny on this insidious stuff, more dangerous than the fat you can pinch, scientists used an MRI. And in the study, 45% of women with a normal body mass index and 60% of men had interior fat. This is the stuff that leads to heart disease and diabetes. And it has a name, visceral fat, and it can interfere with liver function and the processing of cholesterol and insulin. So how do you get rid of it? Strength training is the best way. Another thing that helps a lot, lowering your LDL, the bad cholesterol. For info on that, check out the June issue of the AARP Bulletin. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty boss and nasty. We're sponsored.
So what brought you in today?
Well, doctor, whenever I get excited, I yodel.
Interesting. So if I said, Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members up to $20 in surprise points. Wow. And if I were to say surprise points can be used on qualifying purchases both in-store or online. And the points are only valid until June 18th? Amazing.
I know. I'm not even Swiss.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The hour now, the Doug Steffen good day problem. Problem. That's it. No, I was thinking about the problem in Iraq. Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden, the lady's not here. No, Jennifer's back tomorrow. I'm not sure about Roberta. Is she back later in the week? Do we even know?
Roberta is planted in New Orleans, and she is unpacking, and then she drives back to New York. I don't think we're going to talk to her till next week.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Be that way, Roberta.
See how she is. But yes, Jennifer is back in L.A. today and back here tomorrow.
Okay, so the Iraqi thing, I don't want to get into that too much because there are other things that are going on that I want to spend time on, like the important Pop-Tart ingredients that Richie has found to make your own Pop-Tarts.
Absolutely.
The Iraqi situation, I said, excuse me, goes back to Bush. Not that blame is important at this point in time, but I heard you having a conversation. I love it. When people call the program and they think they're talking to the host, but they're actually talking to the screener off the air, they'll either say
they don't care who they're talking to.
No, they want to just be heard.
They just need to be heard.
Or they'll say, tell him.
Right.
They're referring, obviously, to me. Tell him. So what did this fellow say? I was intrigued just by the fact he wanted us to remember it was
Colin Powell's fault that Daddy Bush didn't go in and finish the job when we went to kind of save Kuwait.
Not really and true,
had,
but...
And had we done that, we wouldn't have had the mess we have today.
Well, Colin Powell did... Schwarzkopf said to both Powell and to Bush, we need to go into Baghdad and get rid of Saddam Hussein. God love Schwarzkopf. He was the best of the triumvirate when it came to actually figuring out what was going on. He made quick work of all of the things that needed to be handled and, you know, in getting the Iraqis out of Kuwait. Now, finishing it would have been messy, nasty, but still, we've done so many things that were against whatever. We said, well, we can't go in there because the UN mandate didn't get us. Since when have we paid any attention to UN mandates? Or who was anywhere paid attention to UN mandates? Just go finish the job. Well, anyway, didn't do it, so... Here we are.
Well, they assumed that it would handle itself. They assumed he'd be overthrown by his people.
Yeah, no.
And he wasn't.
Nope. right. 6 week lapse in executions since the botched effort in Oklahoma April 29th. Well, we fixed all the problems now. We're finally going to use the stuff that they put dogs to sleep with to put humans to sleep. Let's see, two men on the list this week, Georgia and Missouri.
It's a funny name for a man.
No, the two men are, let's see here. Marcus Wellens is one, and I don't see the other man's name anywhere. And why is it important? Anyway, the state of Georgia needs to inject this guy using a drug not federally approved. I'm betting this guy's not going to get put to death because some federal judge will say, well, we haven't approved this drug. Hold off on the execution. Watch and see if that doesn't happen. Right?
What a mess.
Yeah. So the drugs that are necessary for the execution you can find in your vet store. You can find these anywhere. This is beyond comprehension. This is so ludicrous. It really is. Hi, Richie.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah. All right. Richie's in the nation's capital, the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm. A district of corruption.
Idea of living well gets you through your day on foot rather than driving. Choosing your location wisely, according to the Center for Real Estate and Urban Analysis.
Yes.
The number one place to live and get around in without a car is Washington, District of Columbia.
Yeah, we have several people that work here, and we're in the suburbs of Virginia.
Yeah, you're just outside town.
Yeah, we're 4 miles outside of D.C.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
We have several people that work here that don't have cars.
Yep.
They do metro all the way. And most of the, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting an intern right now around here.
Yeah.
And they all live downtown, and they all just take metro and everything.
Yeah.
Buses.
So, Washington's most walkable city. Walkable.
It's small.
Neighborhoods are defined as those where everyday destinations such as home, work, school, stores, restaurants are concentrated and within walking distance. I found that to be, I never lived because I've lived on a farm all my life and in farming areas, so I never walked to any place. I used to ride my bike, take the school bus, but I'm 3 miles still from any place where you can shop. And when I first spent time in Oxford, my daughter in school there, we had an apartment and a little village called Jericho, and it was the first time my wife in my life I could walk any place. I walked to the movies,
right.
Walked to the store, walked to the shop. It didn't make any difference. You could walk everywhere. And since having the house in Santa Monica, I can do that to a limited degree, not as much, but it's more neighborhood living, and I've never lived in that circumstance in my life. So it is interesting to have everything sort of come together, concentrated. More and more people are trying to build the downtown area of the town I live in now, Framingham.
Yeah, everyone's
doing it. They want to build
it.
One of these
town
communities
square,
around the railroad.
Shopping center.
Train. The railroad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they build nice places.
Every community that's being built here is being built around the town square concept and the walkable paths. And
Tampa, Phoenix,
paths.
Orlando are built around automobiles. And so they are not the Sun Belt cities. Are not even registered in these reports.
How many square miles is Washington, D.C.?
I don't know, Richie.
68.3.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Well, it's a nice city. I like Washington a lot.
Let me tell you about where I grew up in Brookville, Maryland. Was the capital of the United States, these here United States, for one day.
Really?
And then they realized we need water to get boats in.
Yeah.
And then they moved it to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was growing up and you ride your bike through the woods back there, you see all kinds of little log cabins with plaques on them that you can't get to unless you know how to get there.
Oh, really?
And it was the Underground Railroad was underneath the pharmacy, and we used to go down and see that. Yeah. And it was just growing up in this area and around D.C., it's a neat, neat, neat place to
grow. We had the Underground Railroad actually as a crow flies about maybe 450 yards from where I am, built into the side of a hill. And they dug out, they had to go to extraordinary lengths to dig it out. This became almost a mausoleum for people who died around here that were going into the Underground Railroad. And they put an electric pumping station in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, jeez. My God. All right, we were talking about O.J. and the anniversary 20 years ago of him being on the run and getting caught. Today also marks the 42nd anniversary of the break-in at the DNC, known as...
Watergate.
Yep. And
my friend G. Gordon.
Yeah, G. Gordon Liddy, great guy.
Great guy.
Yeah, wonderful guy.
Not a very good crook, but a great guy.
Well, he did what he was asked to do, and he would have done whatever anybody, those guys, he was loyal to those guys, and they said, you got to do this. He said, okay. And he's the one that got, the, well, they all sort of held the bag, but he held the bigger bag. The eight hair-hanging circus acrobats who fell to the floor during the human chandelier stunt in Rhode Island last month hired a law firm holding a news conference.
Uh-oh.
Women were injured during a performance of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. The lawyer said the firm is conducting an in-depth investigation into what happened, plans to make available four of the injured acrobats to speak at the news conference at the rehab hospital in Boston. So you know that with the lawyers involved, Ringling Brothers is going to have a, they're going to have to cough up a big payday for these.
They got plenty of money.
Yeah, they have, but it's kind of sad under the circumstances. In a moment, Richie's going to give you the ingredients for his recipe for Pop-Tarts. A couple of items of people in the news. Harrison Ford broke his ankle last week, so he's away from the Star Wars set for 2 months.
Really?
Yep, on the disabled list.
Why don't they just put him up on the ship and put that little electric wand over type of, you know?
I'm not sure about that, Richie.
Isn't that what they did?
Uh-huh. The lack of Ford will not affect the release date of the movie. They're shooting around him. He sustained an ankle injury during the filming on the set. He was taken to a hospital, and then he was found out he broke his ankle. That's not an easy thing to overcome. Not a quick thing to overcome. Also in the news today, the sister of the princess, Pippa Middleton, Kate Middleton's sister, is peddling across America.
Yeah.
Started a 3,000-mile charity bike ride called Race Across America.
She was just here yesterday.
Was she?
Uh-huh.
And how did she impress you?
Well, not here, but here in D.C., that was one of her stops.
She started here. They started in Annapolis, coming to Washington. They're ending up in your town, Kenny, in San Diego.
I'll keep an eye out.
350 miles a day? How are they going to do that?
Wow.
On a bike? Man, she must have some kind of legs. That's a lot of riding.
That's a lot of riding. That's a sore butt right there.
That is a sore butt. Let me help you out. Richie, I'm here to help. You know that, right?
Thank you.
Here to help out everybody listening to this program. I know that you would like to stop time when it comes to the way you look, but not possible. You know that. Bags, puffiness under your eyes. You don't have to have lines, wrinkles, puffiness around your eyes. No! You can, and it isn't about plastic surgery. We were looking at some of these singers last night. I was talking about the tribute to Linda Ronstadt, some of the singers who have had some work done. Some of them, it was obvious who had and who hadn't. You don't have to get any work done to your eyes. Now, thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of the bags, the puffiness, and the lines by calling 800-543-9262. Combat wrinkles and facial lines the natural way. No nasty Botox incisions. Not incisions, but injections. No surgery. Just call 800-543-9262, and you'll get Genucel working, and it will work. 12 hours, you'll notice the difference. Mention my name when you call 800-543-9262, and you'll get a jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. So you put that on the face, get the wrinkle treatment from Genucel around your eyes. Man, is your face going to look refreshed and wonderful, firm and cool. 800-543-9262. It sounds good. When you try it, you'll know it is good. Genucel for your face. Bags, puffiness, lines, poof, gonzo, 800-543-9262.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples, make more happen.
Buying a car could be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Hey, it's Leah. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might overpay. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. And TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and to lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
With training season in full swing, consider a natural way to recover after exercise. Studies have shown that tart cherry juice may help ease muscle pain associated with intense exercise. That's why a growing number of elite athletes and weekend warriors are including tart cherry juice in their training. Registered dietitian Mitzi Doolin has more.
Soreness after exercise is caused by a combination of inflammation, muscle damage, and oxidative stress. Researchers suggest it's the natural compounds in Montmorency tart cherries called anthocyanins that helped ease sore muscles in the study participants. To be most effective, get ahead of potential exercise-related pain and use tart cherry juice as a pre-recovery drink. The exercise studies had athletes drink 2 servings of tart cherry juice several days before an event in addition to after exercise.
These studies suggest tart cherry juice can be an easy and enjoyable way for athletes to help ease muscle soreness after intense exercise. Visit choosecherries.com for more information.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
All right, now it's time for us to get to the important stories. The puff pieces are over. Rich McFadden is here.
Now we're into puff pastries.
Right, we are. Pop-Tarts. Making your own Pop-Tarts. How does one do that?
You told me a couple hours ago, have you ever made your own Pop-Tarts? And I was like, what a great idea. I'd never thought about it. So I just looked it up.
I know you like to you were a big cooker. You
I love cooking. Yeah. But I'd never thought about making... I'm not a pastry chef. All right, so, but here's the easy thing. And we're going to post this on DougStefan.com, so you can go there in the trending box, and you'll see it right there for the next couple of days. If you want to make your own homemade Pop-Tarts, here's all you need. A cup and a half of chopped strawberries, half a cup of sugar, 1 to 2 teaspoons of honey, a splash of milk, and homemade or store-bought pie dough. All right. For the icing, you just need an egg, a cup and a half of sifted powdered sugar, and some vanilla extract. Instructions are pretty easy. You roll out the dough on some flour. You cut them into triangles. You chop up the strawberries. You mix it with the sugar and the honey, a little bit of a splash of milk. Spread it in the middle. Crimp a top of dough on it. Throw them in the oven for 25 to 30 minutes. Bam. Yeah. Homemade Pop-Tarts.
Wow.
I'm all over this weekend.
Aren't you glad I suggested that?
Yeah, I am.
Glad I brought
this would have never thought to make homemade Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, Richie, I'm full of interesting and important new ideas.
Good stuff.
This is what we're all about here. A quick comment on Tony Gwynn and his passing.
Shame.
If there's nothing that comes out of this other than people understanding how bad it is to chew tobacco.
Yeah.
Have pipes, cigars,
salivary gland
any
cancer.
Of that stuff. It ruined his. They had to cut half his face off before he died. You want to die an excruciating death, then chew tobacco.
Yeah. If you're dipping, spit it out for good.
Yeah. It is awful, awful, awful. 51 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Ten commandments for all to obey.
The Inquisition.
Let's begin.
The Inquisition.
Look out, Sam.
We have a mission to convert the Jews.
We're going to bring me a small liar.
Small liar.
I didn't do it.
I wasn't even there. I was at a friend's house. The check is in the mail. Not that kind of liar.
Don't be boring. Say yes. Don't be dull.
Funny bugger.
Good to be the king.
You're ignoring
the Inquisition.
It's better to lose your skull cap than your skull.
From the History of the World, Part 1.
I have to say, between this and Blazing Saddles, my two favorite Mel Brooks movies.
Yeah.
Better than Young Frankenstein?
Yes, better than Young Frankenstein. On Jump Queen. Everybody Jump Queen.
Don't get saucy with me, Bernays.
Oh, my God. Hi, so Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man.
Doug, do you have an announcement?
An announcement, what, for History of the World Part 2?
Yeah, we got Part 1. I've been waiting almost 4 decades for Part 2.
I know, we ought to have Part 2. This guy still is a creative genius.
He can still write this stuff. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The problem is nobody would go see it anymore.
Why? Are you kidding?
It's just, they don't sell, does it, Chucker? It wouldn't
sell. You know,
it's
funny. I was reading a story last week. It was about Norman Lear, who I believe is 92 years old, the creator of All in the Family and the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
He pitched, at 92 years old, he pitched a sitcom to a few of the networks that takes place in a nursing home, and they won't even listen to him.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it? Now, but you see, the other side of that, or the other side of the focus on ageism, is Clint Eastwood and the new movie Jersey Boys, which is coming out this weekend. So let's get to that in a moment. Chuck Curry is here with movie. Say it again, Doug. There it is. With movie news next on Good Day.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
Hey, let's get to the story of Clint Eastwood. The reason I brought this up, Chuck, is because it seems to me, you said, I think, yesterday, that there is some holdback, the critics looking at Jersey Boys. I say this is critic-proof. Anything that Eastwood has done, this is the 12th film he's directed since he turned 70, and every one of them has been a box office smash. So why would this be any different? That's a great story.
There's only about six reviews been released so far. It opens on Friday on RottenTomatoes.com, 50-50. Nobody dislikes the film. From the naysayers, though, say that what he did is he turned a property that should have been just a pure jukebox musical with people dancing out of the aisles at the end with all the great songs, and he made it very edgy and a little Goodfellas-ish. And that's might throw some people back who really love the Broadway show.
Yeah,
that doesn't make the film bad.
How true to life will it be if he makes it that edgy?
Basically, a lot of the main critics are speculating that it's going to divide its base audience. Now, I haven't seen the film. I don't know. But it opens Friday. I know it also has not been tracking as good as Warner Brothers wants it to, but I still think when all said and done come Friday, this film's going to have a good opening weekend.
I'm with you. I think absolutely it's going to be fabulous. All right, what else is going on?
Here's one thing. Maybe it's just me, but Mark Wahlberg in the coming attraction trailers to Michael Bay's Transformers 4.
Awful.
I don't know. It just, for me, doesn't seem to fit.
Awful.
Seeing a 40-year-old man battling robots
is
a bit strange.
Awful.
I can't see Steve McQueen or Paul Newman at 40 being in a Transformers film, could you?
Yeah. No, it looks awful. Everything about it looks awful. Horrible, in fact.
So tell us what you really think.
It's horrible. It's just a piece of
really horrible
garbage. Garbage, garbage, garbage. And I'm disappointed in him, but he's getting a big paycheck, so listen. But hey, a lot of people will see the movie. Chugger! Here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.